Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Prime. The House Judiciary Subcommittee on Immigration, Integrity, Security, and Enforcement is in session this hour on the Biden Border Crisis Part 3 will examine the causes and effects of the Biden administration's open border policies. California Republican Representative Tom McClintock is leading the proceedings and fears we have allowed terrorists inside our borders.
We know that nearly 200 individuals on the terrorist watch list were apprehended by the Border Patrol in 2022 and 2023, compared to just 14 in all 4 years of the Trump administration combined. What we don't know is how many more are among the 1.5 million known gotaways.
The man suspected in the murders of four University of Idaho students will go on trial in early October. Brian Koberger appeared in court where his attorney told the judge he would be standing silent. The judge entered a not guilty plea for the 28-year-old Washington State University graduate student. Koberger's trial is set to begin October 2nd and is expected to last 6 weeks. President Biden said the latest debt ceiling talks with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy were productive. In a statement, Biden noted that yesterday's meeting at the White House was about the need to prevent default and avoid a catastrophe for our economy. While there are areas of disagreement, he said leaders and staff will continue to discuss the path toward a bipartisan deal. After the meeting, McCarthy also said the talks were productive. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen announced the United States could go in default if the debt ceiling isn't raised by June 1st. TikTok is suing the state of Montana over the state's new ban of the social media platform, challenging the law's constitutionality. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte said he did so to protect Montanans' personal and private data from the Chinese Communist Party. Thanks for listening. We are USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Guam's Governor Lou Leon Guerrero warned residents in the U.S. territory of a possible direct hit from Typhoon Mawar as it became a Category 4 storm in the Pacific this morning. Leon Guerrero declared a state of emergency for Guam, which has a population of 168,000 and is home to three American military bases. The storm is expected to impact the island midday local time tomorrow. Several southwestern states have reached an agreement to conserve water along the Colorado River.
The states of Arizona, California, and Nevada have agreed to voluntarily conserve 3 million acre-feet of water over the next 3 years, which should help stabilize the Colorado River. The river's flow has dropped about 20% over the last 20 years. That's caused water levels in Lake Powell and Lake Mead to drop to critical levels. The states will receive about $1 billion in federal funds as compensation for the water savings. Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
Millions of people in Mexico have been warned to prepare for a possible evacuation after increased activity from the country's most dangerous active volcano, 45 miles southeast of Mexico City, has been spewing ash into several nearby towns since last week. This has caused flight delays in Mexico City and led authorities to close schools in dozens of areas. The Denver Nuggets are headed to the NBA Finals for the first time in franchise history. They swept the Los Angeles Lakers in the best-of-seven series last night, 113-111. This is USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
We're back with you, America. Great to have you with us. As look at the fight for freedom continues, and if you don't haven't really discerned what is going on, clearly the lines are against anything that is conservative, anything that has to do with the Constitution. This is what the left is doing, and I'll tell you clearly, the Durham report pointed that out quite clear to us this past week. She's the founder and proprietor of BreakingBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Megan Barth joins us now. Megan, how are we doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm, you know, got a little bit of a throat thing. I think there's just been so much to talk about and so much excitement that it's been nonstop, particularly since these revolutions. I mean, you know, revelations, you know, whether it's whistleblowers that are getting canceled or, you know, the Durham report that came out that really, I think after everything is said and done, you know, some people kind of just said, well, this is stuff we knew 4 years ago. But what I find quite fascinating is that, to me, this is confirmation of what we knew. You know, 4 years ago, you and I were, you know, called, you know, conspiracists and all kinds of other names. We were canceled, you know, from our social media pages and what have you. And we really found ourselves, in some cases, I mean, people that we regarded as friends didn't even want to, you know, consider us being friends anymore because we just didn't go along with this party line. We knew what had happened with this crossfire hurricane. And here, Durham, again, we add more millions of dollars to research after the Mueller report and everything else, and we're convinced all the more. But the thing that I find quite fascinating is those that lie to us are doubling down. You know, Peter Strzok, Clapper, Brennan, Comey, McCabe, you know, they're trying to defend what I believe is the, you know, the indefensible. I mean, their hands are in the cookie jar. Crumbs are on their face. I mean, it is all over them. But, boy, I'll tell you, it's like the con men. You know, they never give up the con. You know, Adam Schiff is never going to admit that he was wrong and he lied to the American people. And here it is. He is he's in a position where he will be the next senator coming out of California. So he gets rewarded for lying to the American people. And I'm telling you, that really bothers me a lot.
Yeah, and I believe there have been there was a I don't know if it was an impeachment that was filed against Adam Schiff, but something like that by Luna, Congressman Luna out of Florida, has filed that. And why isn't only her? I mean, you know, Adam Schiff was basically the figurehead and basically the public relations arm of the Democratic Party as he was going on a variety of TV shows repeating the lie that we all knew was a lie except for Democrats because Democrats, it was simply just red meat for Democrats. Anything, whether it was within or beyond the scope of law, the Democrats would support in order to remove or tarnish the reputation of President Trump by any and all means necessary. Again, whether it was within the scope of the law or without. We also know that Brennan was behind this dossier, who voted for a communist when he was a younger lad. And, you know, you have to ask yourself this simple question. Without accountability, or the criminality will continue without accountability. And it's not a question, it's more of a statement. And we've witnessed this metastasism of criminality, specifically amongst the political class, by allowing them to lie, not only to the American people, but to Congress. We've allowed them to spy on American people without due process. And the list goes on and on. And so there are a more than a dozen compromised political individuals that crafted the largest lie in presidential history, quite frankly. This is way beyond the scandals of prior administrations.
Exactly.
And in order to do what? In order to protect Hillary Clinton and to divide this country.
Right.
What they have done through the...
For them, I think what you said, for just a moment, I want to reinforce what you just said. This was about getting Hillary Clinton elected. And they were going to do, they were all in and going to do everything they could in order to make that happen. Forget about the Constitution, forget about any moral backbone, because, you know, the thing that's significant, that's hardly being reported on this issue, was Durham made the statements, you know, when regarding new rules, because they were going, okay, well, what kind of reform? You know, here's these 309 pages of what happened here. What's your recommendation? What does the FBI need to do in order to fix the problem? And he says, well, new rules won't matter until the FBI starts caring about fidelity, bravery, and integrity. This is a moral backbone issue. So this is why, you know, you and I can talk and we can reason together, because we have a connection with morality. The left does not, and people need to realize this. This is why you can't have a conversation with them, because you're talking apples and oranges or apples and fire trucks or something, even that disparate, because you're not even in the zip code to have a rational conversation with them when they can come even after the report. How many millions of dollars have been spent investigating all the shenanigans? It was all ignited by Hillary Clinton, which to me, you know, you talk freedom of speech and that sort of thing. There, what she did is nothing different than somebody saying, you know, yelling out fire in the middle of a movie theater, right?
And again, the criminality will continue without accountability. This dossier, this narrative that was created in order to, like I said, prevent President Trump and impeding President Trump from doing his job. This is a blatant action of election interference, blatant. And again, we have basically no action from Republicans except for one, who has taken it upon herself, I guess, to file these papers against Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff should be arrested.
Right.
Adam Schiff should, but see, it's beyond Adam Schiff, too, and it's beyond politicians. It gets down to the corrupt FBI, who has been weaponized politically against the political right. So with a weaponized FBI, with a weaponized intelligence agency, with weaponized former intelligence officers who still maintain a security clearance.
Exactly. Amazing, huh?
You got to ask yourself, what the hell are they still doing with security clearance when they've used that clearance against the American people in order to interfere with an election, in order to protect their chosen elected officials or past elected officials like Hillary Clinton? What are they doing? What are they still doing with their security clearances?
No, you're exactly right, Megan. And you're right, especially on consequences, because we've had this time and time again, and this is what emboldens the left. They're used to the routine. Okay, they may get called to the principal's office, but nothing happens. No demerits, nobody getting kicked out of school, and it's business as usual, and meanwhile, if they have to leave the government, they end up in some cherry-picked ideas, as some sort of head of a university or a think tank or some other cherry job that allows them to have life go on. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Megan Barth after this. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
With you. We're talking with Megan Barth, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. And Megan, this situation, as you said, the weaponization. This is what you know, Jordan is doing with his committee and the hearings that are taking place. And all this week, more and more, it has become quite clear that almost the entirety of our government has been weaponized against conservatives. Look what happened with the Hunter Biden, you know, IRS, you know, latest story. Here you've got the whistleblower and his team is now, they're taken off the job. There's no more further investigation, and this is all interference by the Justice Department that can't help themselves, and they cannot help themselves in doing everything they can to, you know, to, you know, keep one Joe Biden in office.
Yeah, and that was the whole, this was all by design. I mean, Joe Biden is simply a figurehead for the third term of an Obama administration, and kind of a de facto Hillary Clinton administration, if you will. Not that there was much love between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, since she was the original birther. She was the original one who questioned where Barack Obama was born, mm-hmm. if you recall that.
Right, exactly.
But still, it was, you know, the ends justify the means. The Democrats don't care about how they achieve the power as long as they achieve power, period. And the more power, the better. Mm-hmm. And so it doesn't matter. They could run a monkey as a presidential candidate, and the Democrats would surround and support the monkey because it just matters to them about power.
Right.
They don't care about the country. In fact, they hate the country. That's why Barack Obama said that he wanted to fundamentally transform this country. And how do you better fundamentally transform a country than by simply just opening the border? And that's exactly what we have. We had, I was looking at the figures for a story I was writing, and I didn't realize that the figures were so bad. But since Joe Biden was placed in office, there have been over 6.3 million border crossings.
Illegal. Exactly. Illegal, right.
6.3 million. It will take us decades. If ever, to recover.
Yes. No, this is a generational issue. You're exactly right.
These are the numbers that were published by the Customs Border Patrol Agency. These don't include the numbers that they didn't catch.
Yes.
Right. We just found last week the Border Patrol arrested 16 in 1 week, 16 foreign terrorists who were on the terrorist watch list. Coming into this country. You know, I'd like to see articles of impeachment against Joe Biden because and I don't know if we will, but it would certainly be a good time because he has been derelict in his duty to protect this country from invaders, foreign and domestic.
Right. Well, I think your point, Marjorie Taylor.
Hold on, Bill. We arrested 16. How many didn't we catch?
Exactly. Exactly. No. No, you're exactly right. I'm sorry. I was trying to just to update you that I had heard that Marjorie Taylor Greene had announced impeachment articles against President Biden, to your point. That is just breaking news.
Why is it two women from the South that are actually doing something when Kevin McCarthy from the West, as Speaker, could lead the charge? I realize that he's busy right now in how much more debt we're going to take on as a country. We're at, what, $31 trillion, $33 trillion? I've kind of lost track after the trillions. But they're trying to basically rearrange the chairs on the decks of the Titanic right now.
Exactly, right.
Well, our country is being invaded.
Right. Well, and with all this that's being revealed, she not only is introduced impeachment articles against Biden, but also against Attorney General Merrick Garland, FBI Director Christopher Wray, and DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. How's that for a start?
Well, it's fantastic. But again, I will ask, why just her?
Yes.
Well, what are we waiting for?
Yeah. Well, and as you know, Megan, it's got to start somewhere. And MTG, I mean, this is the reason that the left has been afraid of her, because she has the courage to stand up and start this in much the same way that one Donald Trump did. You know, she's not here, you know, for the bureaucracy. She's not even here for the party. She's here for America. She's here for the citizens of this country. This is, you know, this party politics is what has divided us. And we need to get away from that. We need to step back and consider what brings us together. And what brings us together are our constitutional principles. We've got to get back to first principles. Read the Constitution and get excited about this country again and defend the cause for freedom and liberty for all, not just for the elites.
Exactly. Exactly. We have some big problems in this country.
No doubt. And
it will take us years to recover if we're lucky. I think we're very resilient as a country. But within the absence of leadership, the problems are going to get worse.
No doubt. And I was going to say, leadership is key on this, Megan. We've got to have the right leader that can come in with some fearlessness to go after this, because, you know, what Donald Trump revealed in 4 years in office is that the deep state is real. And I think also what we're realizing is the deep state is deeper than we even imagined.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's much deeper. And then when Trump was talking about draining the swamp, I don't think he realized just how deep and vast the swamp was. You know, I've had a lot of people ask me whether or not I believe he's going to be reelected. And my simple answer to that, well, it's very hard to get a second chance in any situation.
Mm-hmm.
But with the amount of vitriol, specifically through this dossier created and the amount of divide this created, I think he has a much less chance. And we just saw a poll yesterday, and I'm not a big fan of polls, mm-hmm. but Biden took a 7-point lead. And you have to ask yourself again. The Democrats would support a monkey over Donald Trump or any Republican. And we certainly can't afford 4 more years of Biden. I personally don't believe he'll survive the 4 years. So then the Democrats will get their first black woman president. You know, they'll check off another box in their diversity, inclusion, and equity die graph. And, you know, that's all they want. They don't care about the security of this country. They don't care about the education of our youth. They don't care about your gas prices or your food prices or your electricity prices because they're not affected by that.
No.
The only thing they care about is power.
No. Yeah, they don't care about women. You know, they're not even sure what a woman is. You know, so they've bifurcated us to such a degree because, again, you know, the old saying, united we stand, divided we fall. And it has been the Democrats that continue to force wedges between all of us. And the American people have to wake up and see who is starting the fire here. And it's not the people who come in and are offering to put it out, because they're the ones that started it, Megan.
Yeah, exactly. You know, this whole, in Nevada here, we are dealing with Democrats who have a supermajority in the state and the state legislature in one branch of government. And thankfully, we have a Republican governor who is a conservative. The amount of legislation coming out of Nevada Democrats is basically a playbook from California, Oregon, Colorado, and you name any radical left-wing extreme, I'm going to keep calling them extremists because they labeled us as extremists, this extreme legislation that's trying to be pushed.
We got to leave it there for now. Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Thank you, Megan.
Thank you, Bill.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better.
And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
USA News Update. GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump will make a virtual appearance later today in a Manhattan court in his criminal fraud case. Trump has pleaded not guilty to more than 30 counts of falsifying business records. His appearance is scheduled to make sure he understands he's not allowed to share any evidence revealed by the district attorney. President Biden said the latest debt ceiling talks with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy were productive. In a statement, Biden noted that yesterday's meeting at the White House was about the need to prevent default and avoid a catastrophe for our economy. While there are areas of disagreement, he said leaders and staff will continue to discuss the path toward a bipartisan deal. After the meeting, McCarthy also said the talks were productive. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen announced the United States could go in default if the debt ceiling isn't raised by June 1st. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. DeRoy Murdoch is with us now, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Hey, DeRoy, how are we doing?
Hey, Bill, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Just a little frustrated. We have nothing to talk about.
Well, yeah, I was going to say overwhelmed. It's just, I barely can breathe with all the things happening right now.
It is coming at us at the speed of light. You know, we were just talking just a moment ago about how... I mean, it wasn't that long ago, really, you think about it. You know, you and I grew up watching TV and seeing what happened with Watergate, right? All the investigations and everything that was there and all the drama. And here we have something going on that makes Watergate look like just a terrible B-movie by comparison. And we got a president. We got, you know, there was consequences there. You know, a president was forced out of office. And here... with everything that's being controlled, the narrative by the Democratic Party and the apparatchik and all, and the deep state, nobody is even going to the principal's office here.
No, not even go stand in the corner for 5 minutes, Johnny. And we almost have like two Watergates running parallel. You know, we found, thanks to the Durham report, that the, you know, dirty tricks, you always heard about the dirty tricks done by the plumbers and elsewhere, the other groups, during the Nixon administration, and now it turns out that the whole Russia hoax thing was cooked up, the whole thing was invented, the whole thing was started by Hillary Clinton and the money to put together this Steele dossier, and when that didn't keep Trump out, then okay, let's just go ahead and destroy his presidency. The Durham report turns out to have vindicated Trump on all that stuff, all of the quote, oh, that's just a conspiracy theory. Well, guess what? It turns out it's true. So we've got that on that side, and then the other side, we've got the whole unraveling Hunter Biden laptop, all those revelations, everything else. And this just happened a couple of days ago. The entire group at the IRS that's been investigating Hunter Biden's taxes, including a whistleblower who's gone to Capitol Hill to talk about how that investigation seems like it's being slow-walked. The entire office was taken off the case, apparently on the orders of the Department of Justice. And if that is really what happened, I can't think of any other phrase for this than obstruction of justice. I think in that case we're very deeply back in legally into where we were with Watergate, with one government agency shutting down another agency's investigation of wrongdoing that might involve the President of the United States. So I think we're right back in 1973, 1974, all over again. It's just
why are we surprised, DeRoy? I mean, this stuff we've been talking about for years, and all it is it's just proving that we are right. We were called conspirators, and we're just troublemakers, and you know, we're those MAGA people that just want to make America great again. We're just evil. We're pejoratives, and here it is. You know, we find out after millions of dollars, manpower, time, the people's money to pay for this, that Trump was right. And I still maintain, I think I told you this when we talked about it, this was, you know, months ago. I want Hillary Clinton to write a check.
Yeah, absolutely.
She needs to reimburse the people for this garbage that she put out there. I mean, at the very least, anyway.
Absolutely. And, you know, this wasn't just like some passing remark like, oh, that Trump boy, he acts like a KGB agent. I mean, they had a very orchestrated, detailed, multi-layered effort involving the Clinton campaign, Democrat operatives, people from the FBI, people from the Department of Justice, people from the intelligence community, Michael Morell, the former acting director of the CIA, those 50 additional high-level intelligence officers or former officers wrote that letter saying that the laptop story, Hunter's laptop from hell, was all Russian disinformation. They were in on it. All these people from media who lapped it all up and didn't approach this critically. The Durham report said that there was no evidence of any wrongdoing on the part of Donald J. Trump, not even enough to justify reasonable suspicion, and the commencement or the introduction of an investigation. There wasn't even that much evidence to start this whole thing off. And again, this wasn't some passing little, you know, 1 week story. This went on for the better part of 3 years, and you had half the country thinking the President of the United States is a KGB agent, the other half of the country saying you guys are crazy for thinking he's a KGB agent. Some people still think he's a KGB agent. Adam Schiff was still running around, a day or two ago, saying, oh yeah, there's still evidence he's involved in Russian collusion. I don't know what he's talking about. There's now five different investigations that have exonerated Trump, doing his sixth one or seventh one or eighth one, at which point Adam Schiff will stop lying about this Russian collusion thing. This guy's running for the U.S. Senate in California. He's still lying about this, even though he's been disproven and exposed as a liar on this over and over and over again. It's just astonishing. As you said, it's just very hard to keep up with one sordid detail in this story, or the multiple stories, one after the next.
Exactly. And Adam Schiff, as you say, he's running for Dianne Feinstein's seat. He's in the lead. I mean, I cannot believe that people of California are going to reward somebody who has lied and caused all these problems in our government, and they're going to reward him with a Senate seat. I mean, that's worse than those, Pulitzer Prize winning New York Times reporters that got a Pulitzer Prize for lying about Russian collusion.
Correct.
I mean, give your prize back.
Yeah, you got a couple things going on here. One is, we live in a land of no consequences. These sorts of things go on, and nobody gets fired, nobody gets disbarred, nobody pays a fine, nobody goes to jail. They just cruise along with their careers. You look at the people who were involved in the Russia hoax in the Department of Justice. You had James Comey. You had Peter Strzok.
You had Lisa Page.
Lisa Page, Adam Weissman, I believe. Every single, and of course Hillary Clinton too, every one of those people, no jail, no disbarment, no anything, every single one of those people got two things, a book contract and a TV deal. You know, you've got people, as the Durham report comes out, discussing Peter Strzok and Weissman and these guys, and they're on MSNBC and CNN going, oh, that's not true, that's made up, it's a nothing burger. The same guys who are in the report are on TV getting paid to attack the report and defend the lies for which they got caught lying. So that's happening on one side, and then on the other side, in terms of the journalists for whom there are no consequences, the people who got their Polk Awards and their Pulitzer Prizes, now you could say two things. One is either they got these awards for deliberately lying and advancing all these lies and bamboozling the American public. Or at the very least, they're not very good journalists because they weren't able to get to the bottom of this and realize, you know what, we're being scammed. This is fake. You know, if they're good enough journalists, they could put it all together and realize it doesn't stick together. And that would have been real journalism. So they're either at best buffoons and at worst partisan hacks. And despite that, they get to keep their awards on their, you know, on their beautiful etagés and bookshelves, et cetera. And the losers here, the American people who are lied to, multiple polls have shown that if people had known about the Hunter Biden laptop story, they would not have voted for Joe Biden. And if that were the case, he would not be in the Oval Office. Donald J. Trump would be. And think of all the total hell over the last 2 years and about 4 months we would have avoided if we had Donald J. Trump in the Oval Office, not Joe Biden.
Without a doubt. DeRoy, what does this say about the FBI? They're supposed to be the premier law enforcement institution on the planet. Mm-hmm. And they get duped by a Russian knucklehead and a double agent, out of the UK. And they know this story. I mean, they look like idiots. I mean, they may not get an obvious consequence like you and I would expect for them to receive for what they've done to the American people and what they've done to Donald Trump and the injury that they've done to this. They may not, but maybe the people are going to see, wait a minute. These are premier people with all the information and the technology and everything. And they buy into the story? Okay, so you can believe one of two things. That they were duped by, you know, these knuckleheads that, you know, that their IQ is not very, very, you know, it's not at a genius level, right?
It's just about room temperature, right?
Right, exactly. So they get duped by these guys or they were clearly biased. So that's the choice.
Yeah. Well, look, I want to say, first of all, there are many decent FBI agents from coast to coast who are not involved in this sort of thing, and I have tremendous respect for them. The folks for whom I do not have any respect are many of the people at headquarters. Most of the stuff, almost all of the stuff, came out of the either the Washington, D.C. Headquarters of the FBI. I think it's on the 7th floor of the Department of Justice, if I'm not wrong. I may be mixing some things up here. A lot of people at the very high level of the Justice Department are involved in this, and people in the D.C. Bureau. This does not involve necessarily people at the Chicago Bureau or the Salt Lake City Bureau, San Diego Bureau, what have you. First of all, secondly, the folks at the highest levels of the FBI under the Obama administration and folks who hung around during the Trump years.
So we've got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. More from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine2bar. Vine2bar chocolate. Visit us at vine2bar.com.
Welcome back to Roy Murdoch Continues with us, the Fox News contributor, Manhattan-based reporter. DeRoy, the headline here, the Durham report finds FBI failed to uphold its mission in handling of the Trump-Russia probe. I mean, big whoop, right?
Yeah, I know.
Failed to uphold its mission.
As a Manhattan-based commenter, the comment I'd make is that this is the typical, again, sort of the octopus trying to disappear into a cloud of its own ink, you know. There's no proof of any involvement of mine. Look, you know, I think you've got to be willfully blind or just a professional liar to look at the Durham report and say there's anything other than a tremendously damning condemnation of the FBI, the Department of Justice, the intelligence community, and these other people who spent full 3 years, three quarters of Trump's term at least, maybe more, trying to drag him down, not based on anything that actually happened or anything that might have happened or serious suspicion that something happened, but based on something that was completely, utterly, totally fabricated, cooked up out of thin air. I mean, you have fake news. This is fake crime. Fake scandals.
Exactly.
There's nothing there at all. And these guys invented it. And they knew full well there's nothing there. They knew early on when I believe it was when the Steele dossier was being concocted in the fall of 2016. At some point they asked Steele, okay, well, you know, do you have any sources to back up this these claims that Trump is a Russian agent? You know, have any facts or evidence? He goes, no, I really don't. And at that point they said, all right, this guy's a clown. This is ridiculous. We're going to move on to something else. They hung on to that fake Steele dossier for the better part of three, going on 4 years, and tried to take a fictional document and try to make it into something factual, which it wasn't.
Exactly. They offered Christopher Steele $1 million if he could come up with some proof. That's how desperate they were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll pay $1 million to come up with one fact to hold up your piece of fiction. Said, you know, I can't do it. And at that point, they said, all right, well, nice knowing you. God save the queen, and move on to something else. No, they didn't. They stuck with that and beat Donald J. Trump into the ground, along with the, I guess at that point, it would have been, 72 million people who voted for him in the 2016 election and the mandate he had. And let the man govern, and if they didn't like it, they can grind their molars, or they can, you know, volunteer on weekends for the Hillary Clinton campaign or Biden or whatever. Nope. They just stayed in their offices using our taxpayer dollars and our taxpayer-funded equipment and phones and desks, et cetera, to undermine the mandate of the American people. I mean, this is it's amazing that Democrats say, oh, Republicans are trying to destroy democracy. Can you think of any better way to destroy democracy than to spend taxpayer dollars in the bureaucracy trying to undermine the president who was duly elected just because you disagree with him, and not, you know, not began volunteering on weekends. If you want to do that, that's great. But using your official powers in the Department of Justice, FBI, and these other agencies to sabotage internally the duly elected president of the United States. I can't think of anything more anti-democratic than that. I mean, that is basically a white-collar coup d'etat.
Yeah. And it's endless, Roy, because look at what are the American people to make of all this? I mean, here it is, the Durham report, even though it didn't come out with, you know, some consequences that we believe it was just and should have happened, but it didn't. But the people are deciding for themselves. And then on the heels of that, you've got the Hunter Biden laptop. You've got a whistleblower that is supposed to be protected. I mean, when there was a whistleblower on Trump, oh, my goodness, man, they put a shield around him. They made sure he was well protected. Not in this case. I mean, now you vacate. You vacate the whole deal. And so what are the American people to make of this Democratic Republic that we're living in today?
I think what's really scary about the fact that the IRS team that's been investigating Hunter Biden essentially has been neutralized is the brazenness of it. Now, they could have gone after the whistleblower and said, okay, we're going to move you to this other office, put him at a desk with nothing to do, and say, you know, go ahead and fill out the crossword puzzle. That would have been bad enough. But to get rid of the entire office, and we don't know how many investigators, but it's not just the one whistleblower. The whistleblower and the whistleblower's team have been taken off this case. I don't know if it's two or three people or a dozen people. We don't know that yet, unfortunately. Number one. Number two, when the Saturday evening massacre happened during Watergate, essentially what happened was that as I recall, I believe Richard Nixon wanted the Attorney General, Elliot Richardson, to fire. Archibald Cox was the special counsel. He wouldn't do it, so Richardson resigned. And Robert Bork, who was eventually named but not put onto the Supreme Court by Ronald Reagan down the road, he was a high-level DOJ official. He fired Cox and I think some of Cox's investigators, if I remember my history correctly. Now, that was done on a Saturday night and involved, I think it was just three or four people. They didn't wait till Saturday night. These people did this Monday afternoon. Usually you save the bad news for the weekend when everyone's out fishing or skiing.
That's how blatant they are.
Yeah. No, they didn't wait till Saturday night. It's Monday afternoon. This is a Monday afternoon massacre. So it's like, okay, we're going to do this. We're going to do it in the middle of the day, in the middle of the work week, and we're going to do it because we know we're going to get away with it. The media will cover it up, and we don't care. That, to me, is the brazenness of this is probably even more frightening than the action.
Yeah, without a doubt. I do want to address another one of your columns, Biden's blunders. You and I talked about this. I mean, after we talked about Trump's triumphs, I said, wow, look, we need to give a contrast here. And thank you for taking that idea and coming up with Biden's blunders A to Z.
Yeah, I've got to thank you for this. This was your idea. I did a piece a few weeks back called Trump's Triumphs from A to Z. And a few weeks ago, you said, hey, why don't you do Biden's blunders from A to Z? And I did. And it didn't take too long to come up with 24 examples, though I got stuck on Q and J for some reason. I eventually was able to come up with those. But, you know, I think the first one under A is maybe the biggest, which is Afghanistan and the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. What a complete mess that was. I mean, 13 USGIs killed by terrorists who were trying to evacuate Kabul. And, of course, the tremendous blow to American prestige that created. I'm just going to do the vowels for now. Energy dominance under Trump has vanished. You've got Biden begging Saudi Arabia and Venezuela to boost petroleum production while we're shutting it down in this country. I for inflation, it was 1.4% when Biden showed up. It went up to 9.1%. It's now about 4.9%, but that's even double what the Fed's target is, which is 2%. Let's see. One-on-one interviews. He barely grants it. He's only done 58 in his first 2 years. Trump did 205 in the same period. Obama 275, G.W. Bush 89. So again, this whole, you know, essentially keeping as low a profile and not letting the media have access to you is something that Biden's doing. Ukraine has received $76.8 billion in aid from Biden. We don't know if this thing's going to end. There seems to be no path out of there, no path either to a victory by Ukraine or even an armistice with the Russians. And I'll just do Z for Z.
Let's do border.
Pardon me?
I say do border, B for border.
Oh, B for border. Let's do border. Yeah, B for border. Well, you know, the borders, I put in quotation marks. You know, we don't have a border anymore with the U.S. and Mexico. I put in quotes. 6.3 million illegal aliens from at least 172 nations have invaded America under Biden. This was before the Title 42 policy went away. Now there are people coming across the border. You know, until recently, we would say, all right, well, here's your court date, you know, be at some court, courthouse somewhere in, you know, 3 or 4 years. And, you know, they would pretend to show up eventually. We pretend to expect them to do so. People are coming across the border now and not even getting court dates. They're all right, welcome to America. Have a good time. Enjoy yourselves. We don't know who they are. We're not tracking them. They don't have a little piece of paper saying, okay, show up in a few years. Some of them are getting papers saying show up in 2026 or 2027. It's unbelievable. And, you know, we've caught at this point about 180 people on the terrorist watch list. They caught a guy from Afghanistan on the border who was on the terrorist watch list, sometime last week. I, God forbid any of these people decide, hey, let's get some dynamite or some, plastic explosives and see what we can do to stir up some trouble. It's really terrifying stuff. And
you're right. These people come in. They don't have an allegiance to the United States. Their allegiance is to the cartels. And the cartels are no longer just south of the border. They have got a chain, a system that is set up within the United States. I think all but eight states in our country have a cartel operation, according to a map that Fox News had published about a month ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're all over the place, and they're bringing in illegal aliens. Some of these people are brought in and enslaved. We have slavery in this country again. You know, we talk about slavery reparations from 1840, 1865, whatever. We have people who are slaves now. We're brought in this country. They, if they have any papers, they take them. They say, all right, your job is to stay here and you know, have sex with people, and you're not free to leave. And we're not going to pay you, by the way. That's called slavery. Okay?
That's right.
And so why doesn't Joe Biden do something about the slavery in 2023 as opposed to fighting the slavery in 1858 or 1862 that horribly and tragically went on in this country before the Emancipation Proclamation and the end of the Civil War? No interest in that, but let's beat ourselves silly over the slavery that took place in the Deep South back in the 19th century and before.
Well, and this has compromised our moral standing internationally that you referred to earlier. These countries who before were our allies that respected the moral backbone of this country, I mean, they look at us with disgust anymore, DeRoy, if the truth be known.
I think disgust is right because you don't see any other country that has said, okay, we're just going to get rid of our border and anybody wants to can run in. I'm for a generous immigration program, but people have got to come here legally. You come in with a passport, with a visa stamp saying you can come into the United States either to work or be a tourist or a study or whatever it might be. Not just, hey, you know, free for all, everybody run in. And once you get here, okay, now you're here. Go ahead and sleep in an alleyway in El Paso.
Exactly.
So we've got here in New York City. This is abominable. We have people, we have homeless veterans. We're being kicked out of hotels where we've been able to house them. And they're being told, all right, you're a homeless vet. You join the armed services. You fought for our country. But go back and sleep on the sidewalk. We have some illegal aliens we've got to put in here.
Well, without a doubt. Well, let me tell you, at least to our audience, you want to download. This column is going to be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. It's also featured at the Daily Signal, Biden's blunders from A to Z. So next time you hear the president talk and hear Democrats talk, just refer to A to Z blunders, and this will remind you, as if you need reminding, of the nightmare that we're living. He's the Manhattan Fox-based news contributor and contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy Murdoch has been with us. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
You bet, Bill. Very good. Talk to you next week.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a